Well, once again, if you are just now tuning in, we welcome you into our coverage of the 2023 Flint Hills League Shootout. It is Osage City, Chase County, and our first of two girls semifinal matchups here tonight, this Thursday evening, inside of White Auditorium. Taking Trahoon, Michael Dieker here on the call with you tonight as stepping into the Power E at center court here on Slaymaker Court at White Auditorium for Chase County. Of course, it'll be the 6'1 freshman, Madeline Wilson, and right across from her, the 6'1 junior, Campbell Stark. Ball in the air, one into the back or the front court for Osage City, and we are underway, wasting no time. Firing up a long three was Georgia Kitzelman. It's off the mark. Rebound goes to Chase County, and we're going to get a quick travel there as Avery Beyer got the rebound, got down the court, was trying to find someone, and took a few extra steps. So a quick turnover here to Osage City.
And something other to note, I don't really see a Chase County Bulldog student section, but no. Osage City in that matchup on the boys' side, that was a rocking student section going back and forth. So hopefully they can get a good atmosphere here tonight as well.
At the foul line with it for Osage City was Greta Crawford. She turns it over in the lane. Avery Beyer on the breakaway layup, up in good, and Chase County takes the early 2-0 lead. 7:18 remaining in the first quarter. Crawford has it, goes left side to Sadie Shoemaker for Osage City, going right to left as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium. Osage City in their road whites with red numbers and letters as Shoemaker fires up a three from the right corner. It's no good. Last touch by Osage City, Chase County ball. Chase County in their home blacks with Chase County across the chest, red numbers, white trim. Sorry, Mike.
No, my bad. Take it that.
You're good.
I was saying 60 seconds in, this already feels like a much different ballgame than the one we saw a week ago. Chase County really flying towards the ball, has now forcing that turnover, and I don't think they even led at all in that last contest.
No, and it took about 2 minutes for anyone to get on the board in that ballgame, as well as Georgia Kitzelman pokes it out of bounds, out of the hands of Leah Francis. It'll stay with Chase County as Francis just off to the left side of the Osage City student section. Gets it in, now up top in the hands of Avery Beyer. Beyer turns it over in the lane. Back the other way we go. It's a foot race between Greta Crawford and Madeline Wilson as ball goes to Emery Spee. She fires up a five-foot jumper. That's no good. Rebound to Chase County. Leah Francis leading the way for the Lady Bulldogs. Left corner into the hands of Avery Beyer. Beyer trying to go around the defense of Georgia Kitzelman. That's easier said than done. She'll have to circle up to the top of the Power E here at White Auditorium. Now going to the right side of the floor. She'll give it up top to Madeline Wilson. Wilson driving inside the lane. Nice spin move. Fires the shot, and it's good. Nothing but net. Madeline Wilson makes it 4-0 Chase County. 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Thus far, Osage City yet to hit a basket. Spies has it now. Left side for Osage City. Goes foul line to Greta Crawford. Crawford circles around and has her pass intended for Georgia Kitzelman poked away by Leah Francis.
Chase County running man-to-man defense. That's something they really didn't do in that previous matchup. And Coach Kirkpatrick kind of sensing things here in the first, a buck 15 in.
A timeout taken on the floor by Coach Chris Kirkpatrick. Your timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Well, thus far, it's 4-0 Chase County over Osage City. And as you mentioned, Mike, it is a bit different than what we saw in that first matchup between these two in the regular season, where Osage City, I think, really kind of flustered Chase County with their ferocity, and right now Chase County's the one that's kind of coming out swinging.
You know, you got to credit kind of White Auditorium to this 0-3 start. Obviously, it's not their first game here this week, but just that backdrop always kind of factors into some slow shooting starts for teams playing at White Auditorium.
It's familiarization. You got to get to it. Stark has it top of the key for Osage City. She gives it to Shoemaker, who travels as she makes her approach to the lane. Another turnover here to Chase County, and these are starting to become a bit costly here for the Lady Indians as they've already given up 4 points, one of those baskets on a turnover. Coming into the Osage City lineup will be the 5'8 sophomore Lexi Boss. She'll replace the 5'7 junior Georgia Kitzelman. Shoemaker guarding Leah Francis, who inbounds it from in front of the scorer's table. Ball poked out of bounds by Boss. It'll stay with Chase County. Francis again inbounding. Trying to get some motion going here. Gives it right to the 6'1 freshman, Madeline Wilson, in the backcourt. Now into the front, and we're going to get a foul called. That is going to go against Julia Kitzelman. Kitzelman, the 5'9 freshman. That's her first offense of the night. Osage City's first. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. It's 4-0. Chase County leading Osage City. Francis has it left side now for Chase County. Circling around, trying to get around Sadie Shoemaker. Nice spin move. Gets into the lane and has it poked free. We got a dog pile on the ball. And we're going to get a jump ball. Well, that was something we became familiar with seeing in the regular season match between these two. There were a lot of bodies hitting the floor, Mike. It was a very physical game for basketball.
It absolutely was. The possession area will stay with Chase County on this one.
Francis inbounds it to the top of the key. Goes right side is Wilson. Three on the way, no good by Francis. Another tie-up for the ball. This time it goes to Osage City. 5:12 remaining in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Chase County over Osage City in our first of two girls' championship semifinal matchups as Emery Spies will lead it up the court for Osage City, still looking for their first basket of the night. Spies, a hard pass in the lane, is off the mark to Campbell Stark. Taken away by Leah Francis. Francis now trying to get around Sadie Shoemaker into the front court. Finally gets it there, goes right wing, lobs it to Madeline Wilson. Wilson with the 5-foot jumper, right block, no good. Rebound taken away by Sadie Shoemaker of Osage City, and the Lady Indians back on the attack now. Goes left side to Lexi Boss, has it poked out of her hands. Disrupting the momentum was the 5'2 junior, or correction, the 5'4 senior, Maya Dorsey. About Chase County.
Four straight possessions with a turnover.
Ball was poked out, last touch by Osage City. So Chase County back on the attack. Avery Beyer into the front court trying to shake off Emery Spies. Then she goes right side into the hands of Alexis DeLong, and well, her shot will be altered and out of bounds. Staying with Chase County as Georgia Kitzelman checks back into the Osage City lineup for Sadie Shoemaker.
Substitution Osage City.
Leah Francis to inbound off the left side of the basket. Goes right up top to Avery Beyer. Beyer, right block jumper over the top of Campbell Stark and good.
That was an excellent play there.
That's Beyer's second basket of the night. It's 6-0 Chase County. 4:13 still to go here in the first quarter. And thus far, Beyer has four of those 6 points. Boss to Kitzelman. Left side to Spies, being guarded by Leah Francis at the foul line now. It goes to Campbell Stark. Back into the hands of Georgia Kitzelman, who gets the layup point blank. Finally gets the Lady Indians on the board, although it does, I think they gave the points to Chase County, but they'll get that corrected. 6-2 now the lead for Chase County as the ball gets knocked out of bounds on the Chase County side. Last touch by Osage City. Greta Crawford back into the Lady Indians lineup. She'll replace Lexi Boss. 3:44 remaining in the first quarter. 6-2 lead Chase County over Osage City. Madeline Wilson at the foul line trying to get around the Osage City defense. Kicks it up left elbow. Jumper good by Maya Dorsey. 8-2 is the lead for Chase County. Just under 3.5 remaining in the first quarter. Osage City has struggled thus far. Campbell Stark has it for the Lady Indians, top of the key. Goes to Georgia Kitzelman at the foul line. She'll get chest bumped by Leah Francis, and that'll be enough to draw a foul. That'll be Francis's first, team's first.
Chase County shooting exceptionally well from the field. 4 out of 6 thus far. Osage City only 1 out of 4. Of course, 4 turnovers. In the first 5 minutes.
Right side, Emery Spies lets go a three. It hits the side of the rim, no good. The rebound will be won by Chase County. Leah Francis in the left corner trying to get around Georgia Kitzelman in the backcourt. Count is on. She needs to pick up the pace. Gets across. Goes down to the right wing and has it poked out of her hands into the Osage City bench by Georgia Kitzelman. 3 minutes exactly remaining in the first quarter. Thus far, Chase County really dominating the pace here in White Auditorium. They lead it 8-2. Michael alluding to just a moment ago. They are shooting very well thus far tonight. Avery Beyer goes right side to Leah Francis, and Francis will be fouled. The foul will be registered against Julia Kitzelman. That's her second, team second. Sadie Shoemaker checks back into the Osage City lineup for Kitzelman. So the five on the floor for the ladies in white. It is Georgia Kitzelman, Sadie Shoemaker, Greta Crawford, Emery Spies, and Campbell Stark. In the hands now for Chase County, it's Madeline Wilson. She circles around to the right side, going to pick up and drive in, has to back out as she's cut off by Kitzelman and Shoemaker. Foul line to Avery Beyer. Beyer goes to Francis' right elbow. Now Francis cut off by Greta Crawford. Throws it up to Maya Dorsey at the top of the key, and she'll hand off to Madeline Wilson. Left side now to Beyer. Beyer looking for a way inside the arc. 2:20 to go here in this first quarter. Beyer all the way around from left to right, gets cut off on the baseline, and she'll go to Madeline Wilson. She has it poked free, but they're going to say Georgia Kitzelman got more than the ball. She got the wrist. So that will be Georgia Kitzelman's first. Team's third. Both Kitzelmans now with fouls. And we're going to get a timeout called by Amber Roush for Chase County. Once again, your timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's on 6th. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare for you hot and fresh. 8-2 is the lead for Chase County over Osage City. As the Lady Indians coming out a little bit slower than what we've seen in the past. It just seems like they can't get the shots to fall when they need them to, Mike.
Yeah, and I think it's that man-to-man defense still just giving them fits. I mean, it's almost, we mentioned it already, just an exact opposite team that we knew that was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. We knew that was probably an off night for Chase County. But give credit to Coach Amber Roush in this game plan she has set forth here with 2:12 to go in the first quarter.
Leah Francis inbounds it to Avery Beyer, who fires up a quick shot. Correction, Maya Dorsey on the shot. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound attempt. So going to the line is Alexis DeLong. That foul will be registered against Campbell Stark, the 6'1 junior, who thus far scoreless tonight. DeLong misses on the first of two.
But they, that shot after that inbound, Chase County has got excellent looks on those inbound plays underneath the bucket.
DeLong misses on the second. Campbell Stark rips down the board. Osage City looking to cut into the 6-point lead with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Greta Crawford has it. Goes right side to Sadie Shoemaker. Right corner wide open. Emery Spies three on the way is no good. Crawford grabs the board in the left corner. Now she'll drive back into the lane and get fouled on her approach. That's going to go against Alexis DeLong.
That's the first offensive rebound of the game from either team. Both teams not being very aggressive, crashing the glass.
Emery Spies from the baseline inbounds it up top to Sadie Shoemaker. Minute 45 remaining in the first quarter. Shoemaker gives it to Stark. Now to Spies. Back to Stark at the top. Back to Spies. Gives it to Greta Crawford. Jump stop in the lane, goes right block to Stark, who widely overshoots the rim, but Greta Crawford there for the board. Georgia Kitzelman to Spies now, left side, and inside, Spies drives, can't hit the bunny. Rebound goes to Chase County, and for a moment there, it looked like Avery Beyer might have been injured.
Yeah,
she's a little, as you would say, gimpy on that right leg.
Yeah, twisted that ankle pretty good on that defensive play.
Still getting back into the action, though. Chase County on the attack, left side, up top now. Madeline Wilson with it. 1:03 to go. Ball nearly poked free. Sadie Shoemaker's got it. And she's in a foot race. Francis right behind her. She fires it up and too strong on the layup attempt. Rebound collected by Madeline Wilson. 50 seconds remaining in this first quarter. 8-2 lead. Chase County to Osage City. Emery Spies knocks it free in the backcourt. She'll drive inside. Goes over the top of Madeline Wilson. But again, can't hit the bunny off the right side. And Greta Crawford will collect a foul. Need to catch my breath. A lot of action in that last 20 seconds. If you weren't able to keep up with that, remember we do have coverage on KVOE TV at KVOE.com, so you can see all the action.
With those missed buckets, though, Osage City now only shooting 10% from the field, 1 out of 10. thus far, and that's going to be the second foul on Georgia Kisselman. So both the Kisselman girls will be on the bench with two fouls here with 30 seconds to go.
Coming into the Osage City lineup, the 5'5 freshman Peyton Pitts to replace Georgia Kisselman. As you mentioned, the Kisselman sisters both with two fouls early in this ball game. 29 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Leah Francis inbounds to Madeline Wilson right near half court. Wilson trying to shake off Crawford. Now almost gets tied up with by Sadie Shoemaker. 20 seconds to go. Top of the key, Maya Dorsey, three on the way, just a bit short. The rebound collected by Sadie Shoemaker. Now Emery Spies goes down the lane and has the ball poked free. Trying to save it was Campbell Stark. She can't get there in time. It rolls out. Another potentially costly turnover here to Chase County. 8-2 the lead for the Lady Bulldogs. 7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Down the stretch goes Madeline Wilson. 2 seconds. Right side, Maya Dorsey overshoots the 12-footer, and that will do it for one. At the end of the first quarter, Chase County leads it 8-2 over Osage City in our first of two girls' championship semifinal matchups here from White Auditorium. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout, come back, and have the second quarter of action. You're listening to coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by the Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! By Murphy Agri LLC, serving the agricultural community in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs. And by Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to supply your rock and sand needs and are also available to haul it for you. Call Harshman Construction at 620-274-4377.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, full color banners and printing. T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Back inside White Auditorium, start of the second quarter between Chase County and Osage City in our first of two girls' semifinal matchups from the 2023 Flint Hill Shootout. Madeline Wilson for Chase County goes left block, works it right side. Ball almost taken away by Osage City. Wilson fires up the shot. It's no good. We're going to get a push by Chase County. Foul, I think, will be registered against Leah Francis. Should be her first. Yep. That will be Francis, and actually that will be her second. Chase County's third. Tegan Trehune and the newly christened vegetarian Michael Deeker on the airwaves here tonight, as Michael was telling me in the break, has had more red meat the last week than he's ever had in his entire life, as Campbell Stark hangs one off the right side for her first points of the ball game.
Oh, just last night in the Fogo de Chao. First time ever going.
A steal on the opposite end. Campbell Stark recovers for Osage City, and we're going back the other way. Lady Indians have cut the lead in half, 8-4 now, with 7:11 remaining. Jump stop in the lane by Greta Crawford, and she'll travel. Another turnover here for Osage City.
Yeah, I did not listen to my coworkers when they said, hey, be selective. It was yes, please, green light, go all night.
Red meat, red meat, red meat. Avery Byer seems to be feeling a little bit better. She looked like she twisted her ankle late there in that first quarter. Doesn't seem to be giving her too much trouble here. She leads the ball into the front court for Chase County. Her pass intended for Leah Francis, nearly taken away by Sadie Shoemaker. She gets it back. Now goes to Madeline Wilson, who will take a few extra steps without a dribble. Turnover to Osage City, and it looks like the Lady Indians are maybe speeding up the Lady Bulldogs a bit here, much like we saw Chase County do in the first quarter.
Just a tad. I mean, obviously they hit that bucket on their previous possession, and that was much needed as they only shot 1 out of 10 in that first quarter.
Yep, only 2 points on the board at the end of the first as Campbell Stark again tries to hang one off the right side over the top of Madeline Wilson. Too strong. Rebound goes to Wilson.
And Wilson's not doing nothing fancy, just being straight up, not really overcommitting herself, just playing good defense.
Well, if I recall, she nearly fouled out of the ball game in the regular season, as we're going to get a foul for Osage City. That will put Chase County in the bonus. 1-1 coming.
Osage City, number 5, Greta Crawford.
That's Greta Crawford, and that is Crawford's second foul of the night. 17 fouls. So Madeline Wilson at the line for the 1-1. On the front end, puts it up. It's good.
So with that second foul against Greta Crawford, both her and both Kisselman girls, each with two fouls apiece. So Osage City just a little bit in foul trouble.
Lead now increased 9-4, make it 10-4, back to a 6-point difference as Wilson gets both on that 1-1 opportunity. 6:23 remaining in the first half. Greta Crawford goes left side. Now into the hands of Campbell Stark at the foul line. She'll give it to Crawford. Right side, Sadie Shoemaker. Shoemaker thought about a three, won't take it. Goes right block to Crawford. Great pass in the lane and a great finish by Campbell Stark. Again, going right over the top of Madeline Wilson.
Excellent off-the-ball movement there by Stark to allow that for that open opportunity for that pass. That was an excellent feed.
Turnover on the opposite end. Osage City with possession once again. 5:53 remaining in this first half. Crawford, thinking about a three, takes the opportunity. It won't go, and we're going to get a foul on Campbell Stark over the back on Madeline Wilson. If she would have just let that one go, she probably gets away without an extra penalty against her. That's Stark's second.
You can see the frustration in Stark. You know, she made it look easy 9 days ago, but Wilson really doing an excellent job of defending against her.
Wilson at the line for second 1-1 opportunity, gets the first again. She now has 5 points, three of those coming from the foul line here in the second quarter.
Osage City now with four out of their five starters with two fouls.
5:46 remaining in the first half, 11-6 lead, make it 12-6 lead for Chase County over Osage City. And it just seems like every time Osage City cuts into the 6-point lead, it goes back. Campbell Stark with it at the foul line for the Lady Indians. Sadie Shoemaker now has it at the power E. She'll call for some assistance. Gets it in the form of Stark. Now left side. Three is on the way, but no good from Peyton Pitts. Rebound won by Greta Crawford. She goes for the putback and gets fouled. Crawford to the line for two. Foul is going to be collected against Maya Dorsey. That's Dorsey's first, team's fourth. And Greta Crawford has been a rebound machine down there for Osage City tonight. She puts up the first. It's too strong. I say it, I think, almost every broadcast, Mike. It might as well be my catchphrase at this point. You cannot leave free points on the board.
Yeah, this is only their first trip to the line of the evening.
Misses on the first, puts up the second, looks a little unstable. Again, too strong. So 0 for 2 from the line is Crawford and Osage City with 5:18 remaining in this first half. 12-6 the lead for Chase County. Leah Francis has it for the Lady Bulldogs. She goes right side to Dorsey. Now right block into the hands of Madeline Wilson, who shoots over the top of the defense, swirls around and falls through. Madeline Wilson is on fire right now.
Yeah, not much Crawford and Stark can do with two fouls.
Sadie Shoemaker with a bit of a Hail Mary throw gets it to fall in her favor. 14-8 the lead now for Chase County, and another foul against Osage City. I think this one's going against Campbell Stark.
I think it's going to
go against Emery Spies.
Yeah, Spies on the far side.
Well, you don't want any of your players to pick up a foul, but if you're Coach Chris Kirkpatrick, you're probably very thankful it was Spies and not Stark. Georgia Kitzelman back into the Osage City lineup, replacing Sadie Shoemaker, as Avery Byer is at the line for the 1-1. Julia Kitzelman getting set to check in as well. Puts it up. It's good.
Extremely wide stance on this free throw attempt.
Low center of gravity makes a difference. Lexi Boss into the Osage City lineup. She will replace Peyton Pitts.
Yeah, more than shoulder width apart.
Puts it up. No good. Rebound won by Campbell Stark, and a foul will be called against Madeline Wilson. We saw the exact same thing happen just a few moments ago where Stark got too close on the rebound attempt on Wilson. So now Madeline, her first foul of the night. That'll be the fifth for Chase County with 4:46 remaining in this first half. They lead it by 7, 15-8. Largest lead of the night for the Lady Bulldogs is Stark over the top of Wilson. Gets it to fall point blank. And Campbell Stark now starting to warm up here. She has 6 all here in the second quarter, 4.5 remaining. in this first half. Avery Beyer, left side to Maya Dorsey. Up top into the hands of Leah Francis. Francis goes to the right block, fires a wild shot, no good. Rebound put back, no good either. Another put back by Chase County, no good. By Madeline Wilson, Greta Crawford collects the board, and we're back on the opposite end. Left side, Georgia Kitzelman drives inside and gets a little hip check from Leah Francis. That's going to be Francis's third foul of the night. 16 foul for Chase County.
Chase County foul, Leah Francis, third personal, fifth, 16 foul.
4:05 remaining. Inbound coming from Emery Spies off the left side of the basket baseline. Right corner. Lexi Boss fires a three, hits side iron, and the rebound won by Alexis DeLong of Chase County. Avery Beyer speeding down the other way. She's got to be careful there. She's almost gotten a few traveling calls as DeLong hangs an air ball on the three-point attempt from the top. Rebound put back by Madeline Wilson is no good. And trying to track it down, Avery Beyer can't get it back. It goes out of bounds into the Osage City student section. And we'll go to Osage City as we get a timeout taken by Coach Amber Roush. It's a full timeout. We're taking one with her. 15-10 is the lead for Chase County. 3:45 remaining in the first half of action. You're listening to the Flint Hill Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teal's at 785-528-3912. And by First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally. Get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC. Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text. The perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Bill's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
3:45 remaining in the first half. It's 15-10. Chase County leading Osage City as another turnover by Chase County leads to another offensive opportunity here for Osage City to cut into this five-point lead. It's been as high as seven. Campbell Stark got the pass down low and looked like she was going to go up for it, but
she's got to go up for it right there.
She tried to find Greta Crawford, and Crawford wasn't even expecting it. It goes out of bounds, so turnover for a turnover, Osage City.
Well, that just goes to show that the frustration that Stark is feeling having to go up against a very determined Madeline Wilson.
Oh, yeah. And Wilson, well, Osage City faithful think that Wilson got away with a walk, and I don't know if I can disagree with it.
And then some. Well, there you go.
There. Way. All right.
Little ball ain't going to lie.
No. We'll do it. Another turnover to Osage City, and if you are the Lady Indians, you've got to start capitalizing on these mistakes by Chase County because, to be frank, they really haven't made very many of them. Georgia Kitzelman driving into the lane now, gives it up top. Emery Spies wide open three, no good. Flying in for the rebound. Several Osage City Indian players, and we get a scrum for the ball. Jump ball, it'll stay with the Lady Indians. Flying into the fray there was Julia Kitzelman, and that's brave considering she's got two fouls on the night. Looked like Rocky the Squirrel just diving in there, flying for the rebound. Emery Spies kicks it up top to Georgia Kitzelman off the inbound. Left side to Julia. Now right side back to Spies. And Spies, you got to think, is trying to get an opening here. She hasn't been able to hit that three tonight yet thus far, but it's only a matter of time if she can find the right angle. Spies now going to drive inside. Great move to the basket. Up and in. The 4'11 freshman looking like a 6'10 pro.
That was an excellent dribble drive there. Pump faked at the three line. An excellent drive underneath.
Lead now cut to 3, 15-12 Chase County over Osage City as Avery Beyer gets knocked down the lane. No foul call on the shot attempt. Emery Spies has it, getting across half court, and Beyer turning up the aggression here, sticking real close to Spies.
Chase County's missed their last five shots. Osage City still struggling from beyond the arc, but really working it well down low.
Spies circles around to the right side of the floor on the Osage City end. Now to Georgia Kitzelman, up top to Julia. Julia lets go three. Oh, it just rims out. The rebound goes to Alexis DeLong. DeLong has also been a great presence down low for Chase County, as she's not been afraid to get physical when it comes to getting those boards. Julia Kitzelman will poke it out of bounds from Leah Francis into the scorer's table. Checking into the Chase County lineup will be Emily Miser, the 5'7 senior. She'll replace Francis.
Emily Miser.
15-12 is the lead for Chase County. A minute 54 remaining in the first half. Madeline Wilson has it for the Lady Bulldogs. We go left side now to the floor to Avery Beyer. Beyer trying to get around Emery Spies and, ooh, almost dragged that foot again. Maya Dorsey, right block, just fires a no-look shot that goes well over the basket and out of bounds off the hands of an Osage City Lady Indian. So it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs with the minute 40 remaining in the first half. Again, 15-12 is the lead. Chase County's led the entirety of this ballgame. As Avery Beyer gets bumped on the inbound attempt. No foul called. Emery Spies down the other way. Great lead pass, but she can't hit the bunny. Too much speed for Spies. The rebound goes to Madeline Wilson. A buck 25 to go in the first half. Avery Beyer at the top of the power E. Now drives inside the lane. Cuts right through the defense and hangs it right side.
Avery Beyer.
Beyer now with 7 on the night.
Beyer made that look easy. I'm sure Coach Kirkpatrick's going to be a talking point of that lackadaisical defense.
17-12, the lead now for Chase County as Georgia Kitzelman misses on the layup. Under 60 seconds left to go. A foul is called. That, I believe, is going to go against Alexi Boss.
That's fortunate.
That will be Boss's first, the 10th for Osage City, which means Chase County gets 2 shots the rest of the way. This remaining 58 seconds in the first half. Madeline Wilson at the line to take those 2. Thus far, Osage City, or Chase County, has been darn near perfect on the line. As Madeline Wilson keeps her streak alive. Yes. She's now 5 of 5.
6 out of 9, but 7 out of their last 8.
Wilson puts up the second. Swish. And Madeline Wilson leading the way for her team. 19-12, the lead now. It's back to 7. Spies has it for Osage City at the foul line. Goes up top. Now right side to Greta Crawford. Crawford drives inside the lane, kicks it left corner. 3 on the way by Boss is over the top and out of bounds. Last touch by Osage City. 38 seconds remaining in the first half. Again, Chase County has yet to trail as the man the court is named for, Ron Slaymaker, is in the house here tonight.
Doing some scouting.
Yeah. We go to Lyon County League, Flint Hills League play in 2 weeks' time. 30 seconds remaining. Dorsey up top to Beyer. Osage City student section trying to throw her off. Beyer drives now, right block, left side, bounce pass, fires it up. No good for DeLong. The rebound collected by Boss in the hands of Spies with 10 seconds remaining. Spies holding for the last shot. 5 seconds now. She's got to get moving. Looking for her opening. 1 second. Fires it up in the lane. No good. And that's it for 2. At the end of the first half, 19-12. Chase County leads Osage City. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have second half action right after we get you some halftime stats and analysis. You're listening to coverage of the 2023 Flint Hills Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.